Well, good morning. 7:47 a.m., October 13th, Saturday morning. A wet morning here on the Front Range. It rained, apparently, overnight. There's water in the gutters. There's wet sidewalks. It's strange. It's very, very strange. So, yesterday was my birthday. I had a great day. Well, I had a good day. I had a very pleasant day. What I spent the day doing mostly was ferrying kids around. Between school, homecoming, the homecoming football game last night. Oh, 1751. I'm cranking this morning. I spent most of the day driving people around. I did splurge. My diet took a hit yesterday with birthday cake. Very nice tiramisu. And I had two pieces. It was good. Now, what I didn't get to have was beer or scotch or cider or port or any of the other things that I had thought perhaps yesterday, because, you know, being out driving around at 9:30 at night, you don't really want to have alcohol on your breath or in your system. So I thought, no, I'll just have my coffee and call it good. My tiramisu. It was delicious. So along the way yesterday, we managed to get a cover design ironed out. I worked with Dan Sawyer on some changes that I wanted to see. He's down with the changes. I've got to send him a couple files this morning. He's going to build me some. So I can now focus on text. I spent some time last night going through South Coast, because that one hasn't had any edits on it at all. So, yeah, I need to look at that. You know, one of the things that I noticed was that I do a lot of point of view shifting. It's it's a little disconcerting to see myself do it. On the other hand, it sort of works. I need to go in and, I think, perhaps put in some separators, put in some page breaks, text breaks, to signal the change, just to help people. To me, it's perfectly clear that the problem is I'm going to have a lot of authors read my book and say, oh, geez, point of view shifts all over the place. Yeah. Some of them I can fix. Some of them I really like. Really? You did that? I can't believe you did that. And those I fix. But there's one in particular near the end of, I think it's chapter 2 or chapter 3. Must be chapter 2. Where Otto and his father go out the door, leaving mother in the kitchen, and the point of view shifts to mother as soon as they leave. So it's kind of a handoff when Otto comes into the kitchen. It doesn't exactly shift to the mother's point of view at that point. But as soon as the two men leave, it does. And I looked at it and I thought, no, I could delete it. It's like a paragraph. I could delete it. But it's actually part of the story. It's part of the character development. It's part of not necessarily her character development, although that's certainly a portion of it. It's largely character development about the husband, Richard, father. So It kind of has to be there, or I have to figure out some way to incorporate it. So I think what I'm going to do is leave it and understand that this is not as tight a POV as I normally write. Which is interesting. I think it's interesting, right? Because I've been working in Tanith's point of view here for the last month. So to work in Otto's point of view, and Richard's point of view, and Jimmy Pirano's point of view, and Rachel's point of view, that's a lot of point of view shifting. And I wish I could say I was consistent, but there's places where I'm going to have to clean it up. So craft, yeah, wow, what a difference in my craft, my writing level and my awareness of what I'm putting on the page now compared to, this was NaNoWriMo 2007. So this book is going to be 5 years old next month. Since I wrote that book, I wrote all of the Tanith Fairport books. Good morning. I wrote, I don't know if he's coming down this way. I wrote all the Tanith Fairport books, both of the Tanith Fairport books, the last three share books. I don't really know how many short stories. At least one novella. Huh. So, yeah, another million words, actually. Well, not quite. 750,000, maybe. So it's pretty astonishing, pretty shocking. It's 50 degrees this morning, so it's not anywhere near as cold as it has been, but I'm still wearing my parka. So I've worked up a bit of warmth inside. I'm trying to hike relatively quickly here this morning because I've got to get back in time to make the run over to the stadium this morning. Today is the Greeley Invitational Marching Band Competition. And elder daughter is marching. I hope they aren't going to have trouble with rain today. Last year was horrible. It was about 38 degrees and pouring for the Invitational. I got her back in the car afterwards and she was borderline hypothermic. Wool uniform had taken on a lot of water. She was barely able to move. It looks like it might be blowing by. Can't really tell. The clouds haven't really... I haven't paid much attention to this problem. I'm sure they've moved some, but I have no idea how far or in what direction. So after yesterday's navel gazing, I'm trying to be a little more outward looking today. Yesterday was my birthday, can be excused perhaps. Today I need to look out, I need to look forward. I need to look at getting these next books out. I've got editors working on quarter share, multiple editors working on quarter share. I'm working on South Coast while they go through quarter share and tell me what's wrong with it. So very useful, very helpful. And thanks for the people who've volunteered in the last 24 hours or so, the last 48 hours that I haven't replied to yet. It's been a bit crazed here as I've been working in real time with people around the country on Skype and Facebook and a bunch of other places. So I haven't really been able to respond the way I'd like to necessarily to emails. I don't know that I've even checked my Durandus mail for a while. I've got to go do that when I get home. I have several things I need to do when I get home, including try to get this posted before I have to go over to the stadium. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I'm running pretty short on time. What time is it? I've got a half hour. I should be home in 10 minutes. So yeah, perhaps. It doesn't take long once it gets uploaded, but every once in a while, Dropbox will sit there and grind for way too long, and I'm not quite sure why. It shouldn't, but it does. Wood smoke in the air this morning. Somebody has a fireplace and they're using it. I'd like to barbecue something. That would be fun today. It's cold outside, it's cool outside, so having the wood smoke blowing around isn't going to bother too many people. I wonder what I can do. Yeah, the problem is I've got to go away this afternoon. I'd like to go see my daughter march. So I might take off in that direction. I have to check with my wife about the hotel for Mile High Con next week. Because the more I think about this, the idea of driving back and forth, particularly at night, not really something I'm looking forward to. And I've got something every single day. So I've got something Friday, something Saturday, something Sunday. I've got to stay through. So I'll have to check with her and get that cleared. I don't think there's going to be a problem with it. Which will mean I'll go over 1,000 miles and then have to take a few days off because I won't be walking. And yes, it's getting close. It's like 5 days away, 4 days away. Sometime in the coming week, I'll go over 1,000 miles walking. That's impossible. Actually, it does seem possible. Well, yes, it does seem possible. If I start thinking about how many days I've been doing this file 500 and something, day 521 maybe, I don't know. They all blend together. I can't remember from day to day. If I didn't have them all lined up when I go to log in, I probably would be totally confused. So yeah, let's see, did I mention that there's 20 Minutes With over on the Writer's Podcast, Writer's Roundtable? And on Tuesday, there's a workshop. And that workshop was fun. That was a good workshop. So I should be coming out on Tuesday. There's a bit of cloudiness about. I hope it's not going to rain on them. After last year, probably freak half of them out. What is this water falling from the sky? It's not quite that bad, but we get so little rain here that when it does rain, it's something to remark on. It's like snow. You'll get so very little snow. And apparently when we do, it comes in great hunks, because we get, very seldom get like a dusting. We'll get 4 or 5 inches, a foot. 4 or 5 inches, foot. You don't tend to get a dusting. So lots of yellow trees today with those that haven't lost leaves. Oh, there's some that have gone completely naked right here beside the road. Not completely, almost. Crabapple trees beside the park have pretty much lost their cover. Raised crosswalk ahead. Oh, indeed. Somebody wrote something on the Greeley sign. I wonder what it was. I wonder what it is, but I just can't be bothered to go look. How lazy is that? Actually, it's not lazy. It's that I have got to get back, because I've got to get this stuff up so I can get on the road again. Across the street, onto the curb, into the backyard, up to the back gate, and we've done it again. 17:44 lap time. Gotta love that. Thanks a lot for everybody for coming along. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I will talk to you then.